Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. Whenever I have an opportunity to do a show on the arts, I get particularly excited because it gives us an opportunity to immerse ourselves into creativity, abstract thinking, and of course, expression. Today, I'm especially excited because we're going to explore the arts with a mover and shaker in the arts world from nearby Gaston County. We're talking arts this morning here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Joining me this morning is the new executive director of the Gaston Arts Council, Ms. Kim George. Ms. George hails from New York and was the associate acting director of the Harlem Arts Alliance. Ms. George will lead the state-affiliated Gaston Arts Council as the group employs a new strategy to expand its arts program. Ms. George, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Ron, for having me on the Community Voices show.
Absolutely. Now, I am excited to have you here because I have an appreciation for the arts, and we'll talk about martial arts. Because actually, when you called yesterday, just to confirm, I was in the middle of doing what we call a kata, and I was tired out, and I think you can hear that I was exhausted.
No, you weren't winded at all.
Oh, well, thank you. Absolutely. Now, the Gaston Arts Council incorporated in 1979 and has since been a mecca of sorts for folks who are interested in the arts. Give us a little more about the Gaston Arts Council.
Okay. The Gaston Arts Council was founded, like you said, in 1979. It was a brainchild of the Gaston Chamber of Commerce, identifying the need for a organization to be formed to deal with cultivating the arts. Again, I'm a proponent of arts and culture, so I am proud to be a part of an organization which is dedicated to the development, to the showcasing, to the fostering, to just getting the word out about artists and artists of all genres. That's performing, visual, literary artists. One of the things that I've recently done is to enhance the website, to add a artist corner section on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that section, artists of all genres, performing, visual, literal, will be able to go there and submit information about themselves. I want to know where the artists are and what they do so that as we do our showcases, we are knowing where the artists are and how to contact them.
Yeah, yeah. And I should let the audience know that the website is absolutely wonderful, very informative. And I think that is critical primarily because when folks who have a particular gift in an area and they need an outlet or a resource, they need clear, concise information.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is it okay if I give the website?
Sure, sure.
The website is gastonarts.org. That's gastonarts.org.
Okay. Now, as I've indicated, I'm fond of martial arts and I'm fond of music. I love music. I just absolutely love music. But talk a little bit about how the Gaston Arts Council support individuals and how they bolster individual talents and those people who are really seeking an opportunity.
Interesting question, Ron, because the organization is actually embarking on an addition to its mission and to its vision, which now will definitely entail the galvanizing of the individual artist. It's not that it has not been a focus before. It just was not one of the primary focuses in the mission and in the vision. And that's one of the goals that I'm working on now, which again is why I created that Artist Corner information. I want to get information on groups as well, but I want to really know who the individual artists are. And again, that's of all genres, whether you sing, dance, play an instrument, spoken word, it runs the gamut. If you're an author and you're just in the beginning stages of writing your book, you know, one of the other areas I want to work on is professional development for the artists. So particularly for the individual artists who may be either at an emerging or an established stage, stage. We want to be able to help you just mold your career, see yourself as a business, and just be profitable in creating what you create.
Yeah, there are a lot of self-publishers out there if we're talking about books, and it is a difficult process trying to get the book published, trying to get the word out about the book. Is there a particular focus on how to do that, or are there steps that you've created so that an author can come in and say, this is what I need and this is how we can get the word out about the book? How do you do
that? I have not yet created the steps, but one of the areas that I'm focusing on with regard to professional development is tapping into those who are the experts, if you will, given areas. So for those who are already published artists, for publishing companies, for self-publishing companies, I want to be able to have a conversation with them so that they are the presenters at what we would create in a professional development series. So they would present to the group the how-tos and the don'ts and the do's.
Because there are a lot of don'ts and do's out there. Yeah. And it can be expensive. Talk a little bit about the financial aspect. I mean, you're dealing with grants and folks who are underwriting particular opportunities?
Yes, absolutely. We are grateful to the North Carolina Arts Council, who provides us with grant funding to do what is called the grassroots grant application process. So we then re-grant, so to speak, to the artist. And again, that's being developed even further because our vision is now growing to definitely include the organizations, the small arts organizations, as well as the many individual artists who have not even come to the surface yet. So they're not on our radar. Yeah. But we want them to know about it because they have many programs. Many artists are collaborating on different things that they want to create. So we want to be able to provide the funding, at least seed funding for them. So again, the North Carolina Arts Council is one of our key funders. And then we have some local funders who provide funding for our events that we have, our showcases that we have. So we're grateful to the Community Foundation of Gaston County. We're grateful to the Glenn Foundation in Gaston County for their support. And of course, we're seeking other funders to just build out our concept and ideas for growing the artist.
It is a particular challenge trying to get donations and foundations involved in that process.
Yes it is. You really want to be sure that your vision is in line with the vision of the foundation's support. So we want to be sure that we're lined up correctly and not seeking funding that really just doesn't target where the funder is.
Right.
So right now, that's one of the things I'm in the process of doing. But again, I have a passion for the arts. I have a passion for the artists, and I want them to be their very best. And I want to be a part of the process that gets them to be, you know, the best at who they are. Right. So we're going to align ourselves with the proper funders and be able to do grants. So that the artists can again blossom.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the school systems in the area.
With the school systems in the area, being new in my position, I am actually meeting many of the school system administrators. I actually have some meetings lined up with the executive directors of each grade level, elementary, middle school, and high school, the executive directors on those levels. So we'll begin to plan how we can build on our arts and education piece. So I'm excited about that. This is a busy time of year for them with getting ready for testing and graduation. But as soon as their schedule permits, we'll be meeting so that we'll be ready for fall to 2013.
Yeah. Do you anticipate any challenges going forward with regard to your relationship with the school systems?
No, I don't. I think that the school system is excited. The arts and education piece is something I feel that they're passionate about. They see the benefit in children having the arts in every form as a part of the curriculum. So I'm excited, and I feel that the school system is as well in terms of making that a reality. reality, or at least continuing it to be a reality for our children.
Yeah. Now, you hail from New York and have a background in business, but the arts was not your bailiwick initially. Talk a little bit about how you got into the arts.
Oh, interesting. My background is in business, mm-hmm. and I had the opportunity in New York by accident to become a stage manager for a project at the Apollo Theater, actually. And really just kind of got bit by the art bug from that.
Yeah.
And in having exposure and meeting and connecting with those in the arts and cultural community, it's that story of one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, here I am today being able to be at an organization as the executive director that is committed to the arts and to artists and to seeing us grow more and more in the 21st century.
Now, was there a serendipitous moment that made you want to transition fully into the arts?
Well, it was different for me because initially I thought, you know, business and I'm serious. And then I found that I really enjoyed the creative process.
Yeah.
And in that, for me, the artists always say, well, what do you do? And I said, well, my passion is to create the venue, the stage for you all to present what it is that you do. In that process, I'm able to be creative, you know, getting the venue prepared, getting the artist prepared, sometimes even writing scripts, just getting ready for the day, working with the crew behind the scenes and in front. And in that, my creativity shines. And it's a thing where I'm looking forward to every day now.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't before in a general sense, but in a specific sense, I'm looking forward to what am I going to do creative today?
Yeah. And I think that's what most artists, I mean, folks who are really dedicated to their craft, I think, you know, waking up in the morning, like, how can I just improve upon this particular skill set? You know, and it's always interesting. And so being in a position to be able to bolster that and support that, I take it that now that you have that passion, is something that you want to continue having?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way, Ron.
Now, were there any challenges as you made the transition into arts fully? Were there some challenges that you had to overcome?
No, I would say that I've always been a good listener and a good student.
Yeah.
So I picked up along the way, and where I kind of dropped balls, maybe I was able to juggle them enough where it looked good. But then I learned from those a little faux pas, you know, so to speak, so that the next time I was working on perfecting my craft.
Yeah.
So not difficult, but definitely interesting, intriguing. You know, again, each day you get up and you want to just tackle that next creative thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, there is something riveting about bold colors in a painting. And I know you know that. Formless movements in the air during a dance, piano riffs played in an unusual chord progression. But I still get the sense that the arts is not as appreciated as in the days when we were younger. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, and I believe that has a lot to do with some of us not doing our homework. We were the benefactors of the Renaissance. And the post-Renaissance, and I think we just kind of took for granted not to really give it to our children the way it was given to us.
Yeah.
So I think, though, that there is a resurgence, a new energy. The internet is helping our children be able to create. There are many sites that have been formed, and there are young artists on there, and it's amazing their work. You know, be it a painting, be it a song, is amazing. And they're creating, and it's a way for them even to excel academically. So I think that now we're in even a new renaissance, if you will. Our children are. But we want to definitely be sure that that's just as broad as it can be, so that in every community, every child is expressing themselves artistically, is appreciating the arts, you know, is getting the history of the arts, so that it means something other than, you know, just a dance song to have fun.
Yeah,
but you understand the importance and the value of the creativity behind the work
and the technical aspects.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
absolutely.
Just not about floating through the air. It's about how do you actually start the launch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the things that happens also in the professional development workshop series is that every artist does not want to be in front of the camera. So there are those occupations behind the camera, and we want to focus in on those as well, so mm-hmm. that the student, the artist knows the full gamut, the full scope of what is available, you know, when we talk about arts and culture.
Right. Now, with so much focus on technology and innovation, the arts seems to have lost a little bit of its luster, and I'm glad that there is a renaissance. So how do you compete with a community, if you will, who is so heavily focused on technology and those kinds of things?
I say we use the technology to our advantage mm-hmm. To create. I always say to artists that now the playing field is totally leveled with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can now be known across, you know, global boundaries because you can establish your presence on the internet. So I say let's use the technology to create, let's use the technology to expand our exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, I'm fond of the live streams. Okay, so we're having an event, we're having a showcase, we're having a performance, and everyone can't be there, but we can share with the world through, say, a live stream, the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that we should use it to our advantage.
Now, you remember back in the day when we were young and we used to come to school and our parents had to find that special shirt that we used to call a smock. Do you remember smocks? I know I'm being a little silly, but I remember those days. And there was, again, there was a fondness of being able to just paint. And I want that kind of energy and that kind of excitement into the arts again. How about you?
Absolutely. But I must add that smocks were a little bit before my time.
That suggests I'm a little older than you are.
No, I had to throw that in. But absolutely, absolutely. Having that starry-eyed look among children. This past Saturday, we had one of our annual events, which is called Pops in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out into the crowd. I was the MC for the event. I went out into the crowd and engaged our young people. And, you know, their eyes just lit up at the opportunity to be able to say, you know, who they are. How old are you? I asked, you know, do you sing, dance? Do you write?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of them were involved in the arts. You know, some played the piano. Some said they draw, they paint. You know, fashion was some of their passion. So it's great to see that sparkle, that glitter in the child's eyes.
Yeah.
So we want to tap into that, you know, and even in some instances, bridge the gap between our youth and our elders, because there's something special in that, in the creative process. So I'm working on an idea with that, more to come. Yeah, that's one of the things I'm working on as well.
Absolutely. Now, we're competing against China and other industrialized nations with regard to technology and science and math. And there seems to be, on the part of China and other countries, a real emphasis on the arts through tax dollars. How can we do that in our country, making sure that the arts is supported through our tax dollars?
Wow. One of the other areas, Ron, that is really near and dear to me is the advocacy component, the advocacy particularly for the arts. So it is very important. Back in April, I was in Raleigh for the Arts Advocacy Day there. Arts is business. Arts means business, excuse me, was our theme for that, for those 2 days that we were there in April. So again, with the community at large, the artists, all that make up what we call arts and culture. So those who support it, those who love it, those who are the ones who create, we all need to be advocates for the art.
Yeah.
Let our voices be heard. So we need to be in the legislative process so that our legislators are aware of you know, what's important to us, and that we understand that arts means business, and that arts, you know, generates a part of the gross national product
right.
that is significant. You know, again, we're talking in front of the camera, behind the camera, so to speak. And so, yeah, we really need to identify that that is a part of what we need to do with the arts as well, the advocacy piece.
Now, how should parents bolster the talents of their young folks with regard to the arts? If they see that their child is gifted perhaps in painting or even in piano or music, what should they be doing? What steps should they take to bolster that?
I feel that if there are any art or other creative programs in school, tap into those, especially because the teachers are there to help foster that.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, the organizations and entities like Gaston Arts Council need to be tapped into, because some parents may not be able to be a part of a program that, say, is a 10-week or is a 6-month, but they may just need something, you know, on Saturdays. So it's a smaller scale need in terms of how many days out of the week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, tapping into, again, the Gaston Arts Council, because one of the other additions to the website that I've added is a youth tab. So on that tab, I have added all the information that I get that tells, you know, that would let a parent know what is available for your child to participate in. If you're looking for something just for the summer, mm-hmm. actually, I've gotten quite a few calls at the office asking about, you know, I'm looking for a particular program, dance, drama, etc., to have my child participate in through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So again, sometimes the need is not a program that lasts, you know, a 12-month or 6-month, but it's the summer, or it's the weekends. And so it is my goal to, all the information I get, you know, and really throughout the area in Gaston County and Mecklenburg County,
mm-hmm.
To let the parents know what's there, what's available for our students.
Absolutely. Now, as you know, as a country, we celebrate athletes. They're almost gods, if you will. Are there any prominent individuals in the arts community that we should be focusing on and even celebrating?
Well, I'm glad to know that there is a park being built in memory of Romare Bearden,
mm-hmm.
Right here in Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
which is his home state. So I believe that when creations like this are taking place, that helps spearhead and get people's, you know, wheels turning in their mind about, okay, are we recognizing, are we paying homage to our artists, those who, you know, may have passed on, but, you know, of course, those who are still with us. In Gaston County, we have John Biggers to celebrate. His nephew, James Biggers, you know, is a very, very strong proponent for the arts. And, you know, with some of the mural work that they've done and some of their other visual images, it's important to just connect to that.
And celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I remember when I was young. And see, I'm bringing up my age again. Lord have mercy. There was a guy, Saturday mornings, his name was Bob Ross, the paint guy, I think they used to call him. And he used to paint these really, really bold paintings. And it was always amazing to me. And you don't hear about this guy anymore. And he has this, you know, wily hair. And he used to sit with whatever you call that thing. And I had all the paint. And he used to create. The creativity was astounding to me. And those are the kinds of individuals that we ought to be celebrating. But when you think of Alvin Ailey, since you're from New York, you're familiar with that. We are not celebrating those figures. Yet we pay so much homage to the basketball stars and the other entertainers in our country.
Yes. Well, I think that locally, many times we are acknowledging, celebrating, you know, our greats. Again, those who have passed on, those who are still with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to do a better job with getting the word out nationally and internationally. And actually, internationally, many of our greats are celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks know who they are more than some of us here. So maybe it's really that we need to do a better job locally,
and
nationally, getting the word out about those who have, you know, blessed us with their creations in every facet of the arts. It's important, yes, to celebrate.
Do you long for the day when those who are in the arts are celebrated and on parallel with those who are in the sports world?
Wow.
Particularly with the pay. You know, I mean, you know, folks are getting paid millions of dollars a year. So I would love to see, you know, folks who are painting, for instance, or in dance, that they are getting checks cut for $1 million.
Well, listen, maybe I'll start dancing. We know about those sponsorships, etc. Yeah. So again, we have to build the interest in that area. Mm-hmm. Again, understanding that arts means business, and so that arts generates dollars as well as the other avenues. Mm-hmm. So when we get that point across, I believe that we'll be able to grow. So again, it's educating the artists so that they understand the value of what it is they have, what it is they have to offer, and then marketing that so that those who are sponsors and promoters are catching the buzz as well as the other industries. Absolutely. You know, have gotten. And you know, even with music, we know that, you know, there are some whose names are household names right now, but there are a lot of artists who are musicians and singers and songwriters, you know, and we don't know who they are.
And authors,
so, so we really want to, again, just help them get exposure, help them be showcased, help them develop themselves, again, into a product, into a brand. We know, you know, that's really where we are in today's environment. You need to be a brand. So, again, that professional development, because many of the artists, they're creative, but then the other components are not fine-tuned. So we have to work with them so that now, again, they're able to package themselves and become a brand. And not that we want it to be commercial, so to speak, but again, just so that folks are aware of what you have created and are able to listen to it, dance to it, you know, et cetera.
I'm looking for that second renaissance, particularly in the book world.
Yeah.
Another James Baldwin emerging somewhere. Can you imagine the day?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that he is out there and she is out there. And again, that's one of my goals. So for everyone listening, if you're an artist, if you know an artist, please go to our website, GastonArts.org, and visit that Artist Corner page and tell us about yourselves. Again, for every genre, I want to know who you are, where you are, what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Well, one more time, give out the website address so that folks who are interested in knowing a little bit more about the Gaston Arts Council, how can they reach you?
Yes, that's GastonArts.org.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much. Can I call you Kim?
Yes.
Or Miss George?
Kim is fine.
Kim, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ron. It's been awesome.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Ms. Kim George, Executive Director of the Gaston Arts Council. If you would like to have additional information about the Gaston Arts Council, log on to www.gastonarts.org. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Today's show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.